The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Morning, friends. Todd Potter, live and local. This is your show on Saturday from 9 to noon. It's all live and local. This time, I'm in Carson City. We're going to have some great guests across the window. This is kind of creepy because I never see you when I do the show. And now you're staring right at me. You're just gazing at me. Is Craig, of course, running the controls. So how's it been, Craig?
It has been a very pleasant week.
Thanks for the Pepsi. This is back when I was a teenager, you know, and I didn't drink coffee in the morning, and I drank Pepsi. So we don't have coffee filters here. Don't bring me any. I'm okay. I have one of Craig's Pepsis, and that's actually a great breakfast drink. It really is. So
it's my breakfast drink every day. I have a 32-ounce mug of hot tea.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the day is Pepsi.
Do you use any of the flavors, the creamers, and oh, boy.
No, on my hot on my
you are
hot
a
tea,
macho man.
Do, the Splenda.
I got the Hershey's creamer for my coffee, and it I don't know what's wrong with me. It's really a melted coffee bar is what I have in the morning now. It's a very bad habit. Well, anyway, I've been at my timeshare, and that's why I'm here in Carson City, and we get a week every year. And yes, I did sit through one of those meetings. They say that'll last an hour, and it's 2.5 hours. But it's great. It's a great way to go to Genoa for a week, and we invite people as guests who are very interesting people. Like right now, we have a prison doctor and his wife, who is a very hardworking, popular travel agent. So we talk about travel, and we talk about the job and interesting educational things that we you know, each other learn about. It is a struggle these days, and folks, anybody can relate to this, that when you're with friends or when you're with family, how do you avoid the political discussions that come up? I mean, with what's going on in the White House and everything, how can you avoid it? It's on top of everybody's mind. And it ends up that really altogether there, you don't come to an agreement. You try definitely to, hey, what have you seen on Netflix lately? You know, to try to veer it the other way. So I've been successful this week at it because it's never fun to get caught in that quagmire. Okay, 884-9910 is our phone number. That's 775-884-9910. Call on anything. A little bit of news, Nevada news, I should say. Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Sphere has sold $65 million in tickets to The Wizard of Oz. My wife wants us to go to that. I don't know. What do you, I mean, if it were any other movie that I have not seen 40 times, I would definitely do it. Has anybody done this? Because I keep hearing how spectacular it is, and they added some things with AI, which I'm not too fond of to begin with. But anyway, $65 million in tickets to The Wizard of Oz. There's no place like Dome at the Sphere. Okay, I'll leave. This week, movie legend Robert Redford passed away, and I enjoyed him as an actor tremendously. There's one other thing, too, about Robert Redford that always impressed me. At a certain point in his career, I think fairly early when he was huge, he married a girl who lived out in Utah, and he bought a ski resort. And it was short, you know, kind of run down, going to nowhere, soon to close type ski resort. But he brought in his Hollywood money and he purchased it and he renamed it, called it Sundance after his character from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And he invested money in that ski slope up there at Utah Canyon, not all that far from where actually the sad assassination of Charlie Kirk took place, right by there, Sundance. And the ski resort became and remains to this day a major local employer and a wonderful, wonderful place of enjoyment. Lots of families, lots of skiers. They have a great time there. A great restaurant, great skiing. They have horse tours up there in the summertime. You're right around in the mountains, of course. It's stunningly beautiful. And the ski resort became the sponsor behind the Sundance, the film festival. And the Sundance Film Festival was massive in Utah's economy and very, very important in the American cinematic industry. Just recently, their board threw a fit and pulled it out of Utah because too many conservatives there. But the Sundance Film Festival also became a channel on some of these satellite deals, and those were all investments of Robert Redford. And the thing about them was that, they made him money and such, but they also made prosperity an opportunity and brought benefit to others, and that's a very good thing. He used his money and his name and his creativity to benefit other people. I only had one very indirect contact with Robert Redford over the years, and it was kind of a funny thing. I mentioned there was a restaurant at Sundance, and it was a nice place to go eat, and I was out there one time, and in the hallways there of the restaurant, they have a lot of framed photographs of people who were entertainers who would come to the film festival over the years. So he got pictures of all these stars up there, framed and autographed, and each one had a little plaque identifying them, so-and-so from such a movie or whatever. And there was a photograph I noticed of a hoop dancer. These were certain Native American tribes who did dances that involved hoops. And it's spectacular. It's an impressive skill. And as luck would have it, I knew the guy in the picture. I knew the man who was doing the dancing. And I noticed that the picture did not identify him as an individual. It identified his tribe. And, you know, he does a hoop dance. And it was nice that it was there. And I'm standing there in the hallway, you know, waiting for my table to open up at the restaurant. And it just occurred to me that this entertainer doing this thing was being treated differently from other entertainers in the pictures doing their things. They all got identified as individuals by name, and this guy is hoop dancing. I don't know if, they're competitions per se, but he was nationally known as a Native American hoop dancer. And it just kind of struck me that this guy, for doing his thing, deserves the same level of recognition and respect as people do in other things. So I thought about that, and I was doing a morning show in Salt Lake City at the time. And so the next day I got on there and I said, listen, I love Sundance, not ragging on anybody. Nobody intended anything inappropriate or unfair. But if you think about it, that performer didn't obviously receive the same consideration, identification, respect as any other performer. And at any rate, I got a note a few days later at the station from the then manager of the resort saying that Mr. Redford had heard my observation, agreed with the point, and that they had made a correction. And there was now a plaque with a man's name on it up there. And next time I'm there, say hi. You know, next time I was at Sundance, and in fact, I did so. But Robert Redford, a great entertainer, undoubtedly a very good man, and after a wonderful career and after doing much good, passed away. It does bother me that when an entertainer like that dies, the TV news simplifies his life and only plays clips from their biggest hit and ignores 99% of their work. And I saw it with Redford, with the constant scenes of Butch Cassidy. I mean, one network kept playing Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head when they did the story. This just like when Betty White died, all we saw were scenes from the Golden Girls, likely because the young news staffs now, that's all they recognize, right? But Betty White did great things in the 1950s and beyond. And in Robert Redford's case, see the movies they don't keep repeating. I thought his movie, All Is Lost, was one of the finest pictures I've ever seen, where he tries to save a sailboat in the ocean. Have you seen that Oh my God. Nobody has seen it. That's the thing. Nobody has seen All Is Lost. It's a fantastic film. And I don't think he says a word in the whole movie. You know, you're just transfixed by this. Interesting thing happened also this week where President Trump actually got the National Rifle Association, the NRA, to stand up for trans rights. His Justice Department came out this week and said they were in preliminary moves to ban transgender people from buying guns. What's your take on that? 775-884-9910. I have a take on that. It may be a little weird for y'all, but it's just me. 884-9910, and we'll ride that topic for a while till we start getting the guests coming in. We're going to have a lot of fun today. This is Live and Local. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 918.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. FM News Talk time at 9:20. I'm John Potter, 775-884-9910. I didn't mention my week at the timeshare. It's in Genoa. The town, oh, you're not going to like hearing this. The town has changed, I don't think for the worse, but it is a lot different. Genoa is a priceless town. It's the perfect getaway. It's the old Nevada. It's the old West. We all love the state's oldest bar that is there and some very fine restaurants. Well, we have new owners. I don't know how new they are of the Pink House. And these people have put in not a small, a huge investment into remaking the Pink House to an just the ultimate restaurant gathering place. They've expanded it. It's now the bigger, the outdoor restaurant grounds are now bigger than the Pink House itself. And they have a stage set up, and they installed wood-burning pizza ovens outside by the tables. And it is stupendous. It is just amazing. I do fear, though, that with the expansion and with the popularity, I mean, there were cars just parked all the way down the street, down the highway to go to the Pink House last night. So many cars that next door to the Pink House, they have that little bed and breakfast called the White House. And you can't park in front of the White House when the Pink House is having is open, because the people from the White House who dress up in pioneer garb will come out and tell you to move your car down the highway. But anyway, I do worry about the town. Is something that is a huge draw like that can't help but change the character of that town. Almost all the license plates were Californians. See, it's such a great venue now that it's going to draw people from just about everywhere. And that intersection in the middle of town at Genoa is already a pretty busy deal. Constant traffic. And thank you, Genoa. You haven't really modernized the town, and somehow you found ways to stop development. Very few new buildings are out there. It looks very much like it did in the 1970s. But worrisome. Don't be great, not too great, okay? And I bring this up because, of course, the Candy Dance is coming up this coming, or next weekend, I should say, and we're going to have somebody from the town of Genoa on the show to talk about that. Okay, yes, interesting thing where President Trump actually got the National Rifle Association, the NRA, to stand up for trans rights. His Justice Department came out this week and said they were in preliminary moves to ban transgender people from buying guns. This after last month's horrendous Minneapolis church shooting by a deranged trans killer who murdered two children and injured 17 others. And the argument is, well, transgender, you know, these people are dangerous and they need to be kept away from guns, and so we're going to ban them from having them. And I was a bit thrilled to see that the National Rifle Association came out dead set 100% against this. I have not heard what the Nevada Firearms Coalition thinks about this. They, you know, they usually follow the NRA on their positions. And we also have the Carson Rifle and Pistol Club and the Western Nevada Pistol League. These groups promote things like ownership and education and safety with firearms. Well, first of all, the transgender thing, if you're an adult over 18, it's your business. It's not of anybody else's business. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to understand it. You're a free American, and this is a pursue your own happiness country, right? And I say keep your genitals in the boys' bathroom, thank you very much. And also, I don't think you should be competing against women in sports, but other than that, you know, we're good. As a child under the age of 18, your hormone therapy, your surgery, is all mutilation and immoral, and it ought to be criminal, and it's horrific. But if we're talking adults, you're living your life. And America is the live and let live country. And you may say, well, but some of them have shot up the two schools. And to me, that's not relevant to what some transgendered have done. We are always individuals. We're always judged on our individual conduct. And there's this notion that this could be mental illness. Well, I know that in Europe, that is largely seen, being trans, as a mental illness. In America, it's not, but it certainly could be. But I would also point out, and I looked it up here, 23% of the American population has a diagnosed mental illness, meaning a doctor has told them in one form or another that they are mentally ill. That's almost a quarter of our population. But what is mental illness? It's two words that cover everything from ADHD to PTSD, eating disorders, depression. If you like to organize things too much, you're a little OCD, or, you know, you never throw things away, or you're addicted to the internet or video games. Addiction is a mental illness. I mean, probably half of us are nuts in one way or another. Forgive my use of the word, but if you're going to say, well, mental illness means that you are disqualified from one of your constitutional rights, I say bullcrap on that. And you wonder where this is coming from. And what bothered me about it, most of it, is that that there would be anybody in the position of power in the American government who would have so little understanding of how America works and what our nation is about that they would think that you could or should deprive a group or a class of individuals of a constitutional right because of their membership in that group. And I recognize I get too worked up over this, and I apologize, but there's this little fear you have in the back of your mind. It's like, hold it. Are they like singling out the transgender people and taking an unpopular group and saying we should take away their rights to boost our poll numbers? Because that's not a good thing. And the problem is not just those people in that group losing an American right, but once we get in the habit of letting people in certain groups be screwed over by the government, we tend to keep our mouths shut as more and more groups of people are disenfranchised, and ultimately fewer and fewer of us have any more rights left. And you know what? That's about as serious as I'm going to get today. I don't like it when I get on these rants and my voice raises and it cracks. It's a very ugly sound. Forgive me. I haven't had coffee, so there. All right, give me a break. No coffee filters. We're going to break. We're going to break for Fox News, and Derek Lee is in, we're going to get some good health education. And we always welcome your calls, of course. I do appreciate you tuning in this morning on Live and Local. All right, we're going to take a short break with Fox News. Next, I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 9:29.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello, welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. FM News Talk Time 9:34. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday at 9 to noon. Hey, Derek.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Derek is, we're just getting some laughs at Derek's expense here about his moving stuff. And don't cry, Derek. I won't talk too much about it.
Thanks, John.
I can relate because I found out if you've got a pickup truck, what's the first thing that people want to know after you get a pickup truck? The first thing that happens is everybody you ever met in your life decides to come out of the woodwork. Am I right? Come out of the woodwork to say, hey, heard you have a pickup truck. I was just wondering if maybe you could load my stuff in your truck and bring it over to the house for me. Hey, I'll give you a beer. How's that? Is that a fair trade? Owning a pickup truck. Okay, some of you with pickup trucks are laughing because that exactly is what happened, to me. Others are saying, well, John, that's never happened to me. Okay, you need to put the qualifier in there yet, because if you have a pickup truck, it's going to happen. And maybe you've been requisitioned for somebody's move and you're not used to it. You're not used to the twists and turns and okay, lower here on the left. You got to lift it. No, don't tilt it the other way. No, do it the other way. And I don't know, frankly, in the teenage years, it was like I was constantly helping somebody move. So that's the lighter side of moving for you, Derek Lee. All right, how's the corporation doing? Brainhealthformulas.com.
We are doing great. We just continue to piece together different health modalities for different people for different reasons. And so we just are continually not only understanding our own products, but, you know, taking in people's testimonials, taking in information, and just putting things together in different ways. And this is what we're doing.
Your products have helped so many people. At brainhealthformulas.com. We were talking before we came on the air. You were telling me the story about one of your customers, a lady with chronic pneumonia. And first off, I've never heard of chronic pneumonia. So what is that?
This individual just gets it every year, usually early
fall. How and why?
I could speculate. I could go into just random guessing on my part. It could have to do with change of the season. It could have to do with decreased light, like seasonal affect disorder, SAD, that can trigger a lot of these changes within the season, but also within our body. And so sometimes just automatically when we have less light throughout the day, that in itself can be a trigger for something like a cold or something like pneumonia, which is in the lungs. And so any of these things can be a trigger. And so what we do is we've tried to group together different formulas that to take the same time, like Intercell and Restore, something that works very well together to combat most health or things like a flu or bacterial infection or even a viral infection. Those two, like two capsules of Restore, two capsules of Intercell, three times a day, has been able to, for this individual who has chronic pneumonia, she did not have to go to the hospital this year, and it's the first time in 3 years she has not had to go to the hospital for pneumonia. She took two capsules of Restore, two capsules of Intercell three times a day, and completely reversed it. For people who end up with COVID, and even the new variant of Razor COVID, people have been able to completely knock the Razor COVID out within a couple of days by stacking Restore and Intercell together at the same time, and do that two, three, four times a day. And usually within 24 to 48 hours, they are completely back to feeling normal again.
What is the traditional pharmaceutical American doctor way of dealing with this this chronic pneumonia?
I don't know for sure, to be honest with you. So I know
there's like not an actual cure for it.
I'd probably get you hooked up to fluids and some type of antibiotic, because if it's a virus,
if it's chronic though and keeps coming back though,
it's arguable that that really never goes away. Just the infection does not manifest. So if it's chronic, then it probably just goes dormant and then comes back again as our immune system weakens.
How debilitating was it for her?
She ends up ending up in the hospital every year because she couldn't breathe. So it's pretty constant.
Well, that's a pretty simple solution there. Three Restore, Three intercells, you said?
Two intercell and three restore.
Okay.
Three times a day. And that's been able to knock down flus, colds, just about anything. And if it does not work within 24 hours, do it, repeat the same process for 48 hours. And if that doesn't work, call me, 775-634-7789, and we can develop a different protocol to address whatever the symptoms are.
What's in the intercell?
Intercell kind of goes back to ancient information. Baobab tree, it's kind of like it looks like it's a prehistoric tree. However, it has fruit on it that can stay on the tree completely ripe for 6 months after they fully ripened. So what I looked at with that fruit in particular is, if it can stay on the tree fully ripened for 6 months without falling off the tree, that means the enzymes in that fruit go dormant. And so it's native to Africa. And what I recognized was that the local tribal people and locals in Africa where these trees are, they use that to combat malaria and West Nile virus. So if that fruit can combat something that significant like malaria and West Nile virus from a natural substance, then that's going to have a significant antiviral effect and from a natural source. So that's the key component in intercell, is the baobab fruit. And so that's how I know it's been able to work in this particular way. Because viruses, how they avoid our immune system is they're not in the blood supply. They're within the interstitial layers of our skin and within all the cellular membrane within us as humans. It's also what I believe COVID is doing, is hiding within that same matrix. That's where parasites live. That's where Lyme disease lives, because our immune system does not function there, because it relies on the nutritional benefits of the lymphatic system to continually circulate. And it's supposed to be a salt-based fluid, which most adversarial components like viruses and fungus and bacteria can't live in a saltwater-based environment. Mm-hmm. And so that's challenging for them. So they typically avoid it, but then the immune system attacks it. But the way humans are living these days, that's less and less available. So the nutrients are more compromised, and therefore the human's more compromised, for it enables a virus to get into our system and just start taking over.
I don't know of any product out there that has the
baobab
tree bark. They're very hard to find,
it's,
I would imagine.
Not around here, yeah.
Is this another thing that you import from China?
I import this from Africa, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
My gosh. Scanning the world.
Yeah.
All right, pain relief with your nasal sprays.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is a big thing with your oxytocin and your copper nasal spray. Illustrate that. What have people told you?
Some people have been on medications for years or decades, and they started using the oxytocin. So when they started taking the nasal spray, oxytocin nasal spray in the morning, they recognized that their pain reduced. And so they started using it more than a couple times a day, because when they recognized that the oxytocin nasal spray reduced the pain, they started using that instead of the drugs they were prescribed. And that's been more beneficial without any side effects. So that's what people have been using. That's how people have been using the oxytocin nasal sprays to reduce the inflammation, to reduce nerve pain. And so the same thing with copper peptide. Copper peptide is great for the lungs. It's great for anything that's in the nervous system. It's great. And so I believe that we're extremely deficient in copper. And so if we can use copper in a nasal spray, that gets it directly into that cellular membrane, and the brain has a better uptake of copper because that goes through the nasal membrane.
Why are we so deficient in copper? It's in some foods and everything.
It's in a lot of foods. And yeah. I believe the problem is it's not so much we're not consuming it. It's the being able to utilize it. And so when we consume it, our stomach and our intestinal tract is supposed to be able to break it down. And then what I believe is happening is we don't have the enzymatic process to bind it back into a peptide. Because once it forms back into a peptide, then the body can actually utilize it. And I believe that the reason, if we can't put it back into a peptide, and it's kind of like calcium in a way, it's just going to free float throughout our, it's going to circulate in our system and not be uptook or utilized. It's going to get stuck somewhere.
All right. I'm going to learn something new here. What's a peptide?
Peptide is
I'm sorry, folks. I got to know.
No, it's great. It's a great question. A lot of people ask this. So copper binds like a copper peptide. The copper metal binds to three different amino acids. And that's what a peptide is. It's a chain of minerals and amino acids. And when it bonds together, that's like a coating. And when it's coated a specific way, then our body and our organs and the cellular membrane can utilize it more efficiently versus a free-floating metal or mineral or vitamin. So it's bonded to other amino acids. That's a coating, and it's much easier for our body to utilize.
884-9910 is our number, 775-884-9910. Check out Derek's website. It's brainhealthformulas.com. We'll bring up a couple of really interesting health things. Maybe a little, I have a health news story. We're going to get into that. Is it true or not? But feel free to ask any questions, 884-9910. We're going to take our break and be back with one more segment with Derek Lee at brainhealthformulas.com. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 945.
Is FM Talk.
John Potter, live and local. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. Got a phone there ringing there. Okay, cool. We'll get to that in a minute. Derek Lee is with us. He's had a moving experience, literally. He's moving his stuff. And it just reminded me of when I moved across country. And let's say the estimate from the movers was like $2,000. And so anyway, the movers came. They picked up the stuff, and the stuff arrived at the new place exactly on time. So what do you think was a problem? The problem was, you know that estimate we gave you? Well, it was a little bit off. You don't owe us $2,000. You owe us $4,000. And, by the way, if you don't give us the extra $2,000, you don't get your stuff back. And the idea that your stuff is basically being held hostage by some unscrupulous individual, I don't like, and, you know, to have somebody have that much power over you, I felt extremely helpless. So that's my happy moving story. Did you enjoy it?
That's a great story, John.
It's a true story. But I think it happens pretty often. And because I've heard, not just me, I've heard this story from other people. How I miss the days in my early, early days of working in radio where everything I owned fit in the trunk of my car. And it was time to go. When I worked in El Paso, I actually I rented a house and I bought patio furniture for inside the house. Living room, the dining room. I could just, when it was time to leave El Paso, I just fold it up.
Yeah, that's great.
And so just an idea, Derek. You might want to consider that, having
that
patio furniture in what you got. All right, from FoxNews.com. Fox News on the Brain Health Beat, folks. Article reads, your daily diet soda could be aging your brain faster than you think. Researchers find 7 artificial sweeteners accelerate brain aging by about 2 years. Oh, my God. A 62% faster decline. And then right after the article, Fox News has a link to sugar and drinks linked to higher diabetes risk than in food. New research finds. Derek, what should we do if we want to sweeten our coffee?
Just use plain sugar or xylitol. Xylitol from white birch is great. I believe the what happens with the misinformation about xylitol is majority of xylitol is extracted from a GMO-based corn. And so when it's GMO-based, genetically modified, I don't know what the O stands for, organism maybe, something like corn, that means that like glyphosate is actually encoded into the genetic aspect of corn, so farmers don't have to use as much pesticides or things, the weed killers, things like that. So it's embedded into the genetic code of corn, a chemical is. And so when we consume that genetically modified component, then it starts to compromise our own immune system. So if we can more find artificial sweeteners from natural sources, then actually it's not going to necessarily be bad for us, and it's not going to it's not going to disrupt our immune system, especially as we age. So a xylitol from white birch tree is actually can be very beneficial instead of xylitol from a GMO-based corn.
What a brain trust you are. I mean, you even get so specific to know which crops the farmers use the most insecticide on, and xylitol is kind of like not affected by spraying. They don't do that, and you favor the natural thing with sugar. Although, you got to limit it, because how many of you folks read the book Sugar Blues? And it talks about how, well, the book basically, now, the book came out in the 70s before all the artificial sweeteners. Okay, artificial sweeteners are a lot worse. But sugar told stories about how the sailors, in the old days of world trade, if they had a shipwreck on an island and they were transporting sugar, which was a big trade item back then, the sailors had nothing to do but subsist on sugar, and it killed them. Well, that's not funny. But scurvy, very common among sailors because of sugar. Of course, they have a lot more than that teaspoon you use. So there you go. Well, that's good to know. Sugar, not that bad after all, compared to all the Frankenstein artificial sweeteners we have out there. And that's what I thought xylitol was. But it's pretty natural. You said it's from a bark.
Specific, you have to do some research before you buy it to make sure to verify that it's from a white birch instead of corn-based. So okay. It takes some effort to dig into certain companies, but yeah, it's all there. It's all available.
What else is in the news in terms of health that kind of relates to what you have at brainhealthformulas.com?
There's just continual information. There's the new variant of COVID that they nicknamed Razor COVID. I believe why it's referred to that is because of when people swallow, it feels like there's razor blades in their throat. So it's the COVID's disrupting like the esophagus and the throat. And my assumption is it's actually dehydrating the membrane. And so that's why it feels so horrible when people drink even water. And so if people end up with that variant of COVID, Restore and Intercell's been able to combat it. It might take 3 or 4 days, but it'll save you a trip to the hospital.
That sounds, wow. I never even made that connection as to why they call that razor.
Yeah.
COVID.
So it's going to heighten the feeling, the sensation of your throat. So it's going to engage the nervous system, and it's going to make you feel like your throat is just dry as can be. And so it's going to heighten the nerves, the sensitivity, to where you don't want to drink water, you don't want to swallow. And the reason the virus, like COVID, is doing that is to try to prevent you from consuming what's going to kill it.
So you're keeping your eye on trends like that, huh?
That's all we can do is that's going to, if it's something like COVID that is this broad spread that can affect every age group of humans. I don't believe in complacency. I believe in being informed. And so this is, I try to stay up on everything.
Well, I got the flu shot, but the doctor says, hold off on this new COVID vaccine. He's not too secure in it.
There's
I'm not recommending people, you know, do what I do or anything like that, but ask your doctor is really what you should be doing.
Yeah. Do whatever feels right for each individual. Yeah,
for sure.
That's the best approach. If you don't feel comfortable with it, don't do it. If you want to do it because you feel like you are safer because of that, do it.
All right. You got 2.5 minutes, my friend.
People, feel free to call me. If you have any questions about any of my products or even health questions, feel free to call. My number is 775-634-7789. I'm happy to talk to anyone. I get calls all the time about, regardless if it's about my products or not, you just have questions, feel free to call. I'll provide every bit of information I've got.
What are the top three sellers on brainhealthformulas.com?
It is.
I mean, that's I go by that indicator. Obviously, if people are buying these three more than anything else, there's got to be something to it.
Restore, the oxytocin nasal spray.
Restore, still number one.
Still number one. Oxytocin nasal spray and the copper peptide nasal spray have been the biggest sellers the last several weeks.
Well, that's a surprise because oxytocin nasal spray, kind of a relatively new product of yours, isn't it?
People love it. And it's working for people of all ages. Even younger people in their teens and 20s are noticing a benefit for short-term memory and to reduce pain. So it's working in all age groups.
You take a shot in the morning?
I use it in the morning and at night every day. And it just helps me to feel more connected to myself. It helps me feel I can feel a better connection with people. It helps me relate to people more efficiently. It helps me engage in conversation with random people. It just helps my brain function more efficiently. And so with me, I just enjoy having my brain function efficiently. So I'll do whatever I can to maintain that.
It must be powerful, because when you gave me the product, just one shot, John, just one.
Just one. Start with just one.
But not much mist comes out of it. I mean, that's a very short, misty shot there.
Yeah, it's only
powerful?
It's only like 10 micrograms. Is about each squirt is only about 10 micrograms. And so what we probably absorb, maybe about 30-40% of that. So it's actually only, it's easy to do that, those numbers. And so that's why we just recommend 1-2 squirts first thing in the morning, 1-2 squirts again in the evening.
All right.
And that helps people sleep more efficiently as well.
Thanks for making me feel like I'm 30 again, my friend. brainhealthformulas.com. Derek Lee, thanks for being here, Derek.
Thanks, John.
Fox News is next, and then it's you and I, folks. 884-9910. Give us a call. 99.1 FM Talk. It's 9:58.